I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudan's interim government says it needs $5 billion in financial aid to avoid economic collapse and launch reforms. 8 million Sudanese need immediate humanitarian assistance, and it's hard to think long-term when you're trying to survive each day. However, Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says long-term planning is exactly what the church needs right now. They have relative freedom under the interim government, however.
The danger with that is when the ruler changes, or even when the ruler stays the same, but he no longer derives any benefit from giving this to the church, then he will cease to do so. And then all your benefits will vanish and you have nowhere to go.
Please add Sudan to your prayer list and share this information with your church so they can pray for Sudan too. Meanwhile, reports of a new mini caliphate forming in northeast Syria have made their way into mainstream media. Emily Kloster with 10 Schools says kids left uneducated are especially vulnerable to radicalization.
These kids often feel very discouraged, as we could understand, thinking about the conditions they've been left in and everything they've lost. They feel hopeless. They really have lost everything. Many of them arrive having lost even their immediate families, in addition to having lost their homes, communities, schools, friends. So ISIS can indeed and does use brainwashing techniques to kind of play off of these kids' sense of trauma, loss, anger.
So 10 Schools' partner in Lebanon opened a shipping container school to educate Syrian refugee kids. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.